This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Legislation to delist the gray wolf passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 209 to 205. The Trust the Science Act would remove the gray wolf from the listing of federal endangered species, ensure that action is not subject to judicial review, and restore authority to state lawmakers and state wildlife officials to control the gray wolf population.
There were about 26 wildlife biologists a decade ago that said to the courts and to Washington, D.C., you really should delist the wolf because it is recovered. Delisting just means that you turn it over to the states, which we do with most wildlife species. And that is the best place to have management, is with the states. That's what this bill does.
That's the bill co-sponsor Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin, who says as things stand right now, farmers can't kill any wolves attacking their cattle.
Without this delisting, the only way you can dispatch a wolf is if it's threatening you, if it's threatening your life as a human being, if it's threatening your animals, whether it's your livestock, your pets, whatever, you can't do anything to that wolf, which is really ridiculous.
25 other members of Congress, including Washington Representative Dan Newhouse, co-sponsored the Trust the Science Act.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.